Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, in the studio with me this morning is Dr. Irene Sills. Good morning, Dr. Sills.
Good morning.
Dr. Sills is a professor of pediatrics at SUNY Upstate with a specialty in pediatric endocrinology and a previous guest, and I'm glad you're back.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Endocrinology, we're going to remind people what this is, and then we're going to talk about this program, which I think is just a wonderful program, but let's talk about endocrinology first.
Endocrinology is the study of hormones,
mm-hmm.
and insulin is a hormone, mm-hmm. and insulin is a key hormone when it's deficient in causing diabetes, type 1 diabetes in children.
Right, and that's what we're talking about today is pediatric diabetes.
Yes.
And kids, as they get into those adolescent and formation types of years, you have a new program you've put together.
Well, I'm interested in making kids better able to access health care when they become young adults, make better health care decisions. And the only way to do that is to start teaching them when they're as young as 12 years old,
right,
how to start thinking about their health care as an adult while we're still there to help them make
exactly, while they're still at home.
Right.
And they're still basically kids.
Right.
Now, if I understand this correctly, you're talking about kids who mostly have type 1 diabetes, that childhood diabetes.
Right.
All right. And these are kids who've grown up learning how to use insulin, learning how to manage their disease with mom and dad.
Right. I mean, many kids know how to give their own insulin injection by the time they're 11 or 12. They mm-hmm. can do a blood sugar at 5 or 6 years of age. But there's many, many more important decisions and skills that they need to have before mom and dad are happy to say bye.
Yeah, go off to college
right,
now.
Right.
But this is also a period of time that's difficult for perfectly healthy kids. And so now you're mm-hmm. talking about kids that have to manage a chronic disease.
Right.
So in addition to all the difficulties of adolescence anyway, you're teaching them how to make actually some adult decisions as they grow up so that when they're ready to go off to college, they can handle that part of their
that's
disease.
That's exactly right. It's
parents, and what are some of these things that you want to teach them?
Well, parents need to prepare their kids to do some simple things. Can you call a doctor's office and make an appointment?
Sure.
Do you know when your supplies are running low? Are you keeping an eye on those supplies and you know when you need to phone for new prescriptions?
Do I have to nag you about testing your blood?
Right.
Or
right.
not?
Or it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and your blood sugar is 250. What do you think you should do about your blood sugar at this time? Not just have mom and dad say, take this, do that, but questioning the kid, querying the kid as to what that child thinks that they ought to be doing.
So absolutely.
These are ways to help your child grow up.
And these are kids, too, who are feeling some independence. They're going out with friends without parents around for the first time,
right.
and they're having to manage this with their friends and their peers. That's got to be kind of a difficult thing for them to do.
It's a very difficult thing because teenagers all like to be the same.
Sure.
And having to stop and say, wait a minute, I have to check my blood sugar. I have to give my pump a bolus of insulin so that I can go off with you.
Right.
It's tough.
Well, you know, one of the things I really love about this program is, as you know, I talk to patients all the time, and I'm constantly encouraging patients to step up with their doctors, engage themselves in
yes.
the appointments they have and the questions they're asking and what they have to learn about a diagnosis or about a treatment option. What I love about this is you're actually teaching these kids at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15 to be engaged like that in a way that many adults can't do it.
Right, absolutely. I like it in a visit when a child answers a question. Or if a 14-year-old says to me, Dr. Sills, that makes sense to you, but it really doesn't make sense for my life.
Sure, or explain what that word means to me.
Right, and I like to do it this way rather than that way. And I think that that shows an engagement that is just golden.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we run into some additional questions, and these are question marks I'd never thought about, and I have to think they would really apply to any child with a chronic disease.
Yes.
But now kids get to the age of 16, 17, 18. They're making decisions about going off to college. There are some considerations they've got that normally healthy kids don't.
Absolutely. This is a big transition period for kids who've been living with parents or guardians and now are going to be much more on their own than they've ever been before.
Sure. And what are some of the considerations when it comes to choosing a college, for instance?
Well, I'd say you have to consider the location. You have to consider the availability of health care.
And that's what you mean by location, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. How you want to take care of your diabetes when you're at college. Do you want to access a diabetes specialist in the city that you're at collagen, mm-hmm. or do you want to continue to work with your specialist at home?
Which means you would need to be accessible to home, whether you lived right. at home or whether you went to a college
right.
nearby.
Although many of our college kids we see at school vacations, so
oh, you
it's
do?
Not yes.
Uh-huh.
So we'll make time for them at those occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But choosing, being realistic about what exists at the college in terms of medical care can influence some kids. I love when kids pursue their passion. I want
sure.
them to do what they want to do and be what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some reality check when you decide to go off and leave your parents. For some kids, being halfway across the country is maybe not the best idea in view of their diabetes management.
And of course, I have to think that kids are all over the board whether or not they have diabetes. Some kids want to stay home. They're a little afraid. Other kids, boy, they just can't wait to spread their wings and go wherever.
Right.
And you have the same personalities. It's right. just they have a reality check to
right,
deal
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
And then I have to think, too, going into the workplace. Now, not every kid goes off to college. In the workplace, mm-hmm. if you have a child with a chronic disease, it seems to me it would almost limit their options on who they would work for. They would have to find somebody who could offer them health care.
Absolutely. It is really a national disgrace that we have such poor health insurance coverage for kids between 18 and 30.
These kids, if they would get a job, say, at one of the fast food places that didn't offer them benefits, they'd be up a creek.
They'd be really up a creek. And
they could never afford to take care of their disease.
Mm-hmm. That's a large reality check. I had a mom ask me yesterday, her kid is 12. She said, what can I do now to be sure that my child has health insurance when he's 25? And I said, there's really nothing you can do other than encouraging your kid to do well in school so that when the time comes to get a job, he'll be able to get a good job with good health care benefits.
With benefits, exactly. And sometimes it almost seems like those benefits would be almost more important than the paycheck.
For many kids, it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you do then when they get to be that age? Either they're 18 and they're ready to go out and get a job, or because they can't be insured by their parents anymore unless
mm-hmm.
they're in school,
mm-hmm.
or they finish school and they go out and they need to get a job. How do you explain that to them? At the age of 16 and 17, that's not what these kids are thinking about.
Right, right. Well, I don't explain it just in terms of health insurance. I explain it in terms of life in general.
Oh, there you go.
Going to school, doing well, planning for your future is just going to make you a happier person in many respects. I don't like to be too harsh about the terrible future. I'd
and
rather
you don't
try
scare
to
them too
right,
much.
Right. I'd rather try to presented positively, but in the back of my mind, I keep saying health insurance.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any programs where some of the kids that have transitioned, maybe now they're in their mid to late 20s, they've been through some of these reality checks, do they work with the younger ones at all?
Well, we don't have a direct program, but I am starting a biannual workshop for high school kids going off to college.
Wonderful.
To talk about what kind of preparations you need to make, actually starting as young as 14, 15, during the high school years.
Uh-huh. And you have one of these workshops coming up?
Yes, August 14th at 6 o'clock at Joslyn.
Okay, at the Joslyn Center, which is there on East Genesee Street
exactly.
in Syracuse.
Exactly.
And this workshop will be for whom?
It's for high school students, for kids who are thinking about going to college, but to start planning and talking about some of the hurdles, some of the things that they need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Not the summer before you go to college, but 2 or 3 years before college actually starts.
Sure, because you have choices to make.
Right.
And you want to make them in an informed way.
Right.
Parents are invited?
Parents, families, kids. I've invited some kids, like you say, who've been to college, who want to come back and share their experiences. Experience is a great teacher.
Absolutely.
And just to talk about what it was like for them and what kinds of pitfalls people can avoid.
Right. That's excellent. And I would hope, too, there'd be some conversation. You know, we hear about freshmen going off to college. They want to spread their wings. Certainly, I was a freshman. I wanted
right.
to spread my wings. And, of course, there are a lot of behaviors going on when kids get away from home. They're drinking alcohol, sometimes for the first time. Sadly, sometimes not for the first time,
mm-hmm.
but they're
mm-hmm.
engaging in some, let's say, more dangerous behaviors,
mm-hmm.
things they might not have done when
mm-hmm.
they were still living at home. Mm-hmm. Are there people to counsel these kids about those kinds of things?
Actually, the program will be discussing it, but we as providers discuss this with teenagers routinely when
you
they
do.
Have diabetes. I do.
Wonderful.
And I believe all my colleagues do, too.
Wonderful. Excellent.
The dangers and how to keep safe if you do want to have a drink.
Okay. Well, then let's make sure we've got these details. Your workshop will be August 14th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Wednesday evening. People need to register?
Yes, they do.
They can do that Through HealthLink, maybe?
Right, they can call.
Okay, HealthLink's phone number is 464-8668. We'll also put some information on our HealthLink On Air website.
Wonderful.
And you're inviting...
I'm inviting anyone who's interested.
Okay.
Everyone is welcome to participate.
I suppose it would even be valuable to bring a friend along.
Absolutely.
Because if these kids have a friend who can support them, I've got to think that's very helpful.
I always encourage that. I encourage they bring friends to visits also.
Very good. Anything else we should know about your transition program?
Well, it's exciting. I think that kids who are 18 to 30 years old are not as adult-like as maybe they were a generation ago or two generations ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are special considerations. We have to still be helping them, supporting them, but also expecting that at age 18, they do have that legal ability to make healthcare decisions and have private medical records. So we have to teach them that they do have adult-like responsibilities at age 18.
You know, and as a parent, I can't think of anything more loving than making sure that your
yes.
child is ready to go
yes.
into the world.
That's our job.
Well, Dr. Irene Sills, thank you so much for coming by this morning. This is a wonderful program. I hope that parents will take advantage of it and that you'll see plenty of kids at your workshop. And you'll have to come back and tell us about the success and how you
excellent.
Grow it.
Excellent. Thank
Very
you.
Good. And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is University Hospital's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.